the panel.
There was one question up there.
Should we take the final question? Well, there was, yes, yes, Martin Ekman, please. But you don't, you withdraw your question, okay? No other final question for this round? Well, I'm sure you will be approached during lunch for more discreet discussions, perhaps. Your final round of comments. Ilse?
Maybe if I was asked to answer first.
When you see the first signs of a conflict, it can take different form. You can have a grave humanitarian situation, and then it's more easy to get the outside world involved. When it comes to grave violations of human rights, then you run into this argument, which is basically false, that these are internal issues. But I think the responsibility to protect, we should remember that in the Libya case, it was used to at the latest stage of the conflict. I was part of writing this this clause in the document, and the first thing is to start early. I mean, the diplomatic means, and this is just the last resort. So of course, the responsibility to protect, that you have to protect your population from ethnic cleansing, was agreed to by 172 heads of state and government, and that's why we should also the NGO society, the civil society, and parliaments and others should remind the world that, yes, there is now a responsibility to protect your own population, and that we see that when discrimination is taking place and people are tortured because of their ethnic or religious background, then this principle starts to be applied. So that would be my answer. And then to the EU question, I think the model of diversity, as you said, which I think is a very good phrase for the Åland example, is definitely of use today. When you see the situation, the president referred to Belgium, Spain has their ETA, and you have Northern Ireland, I can't even go further because it's such sensitive issues, Hungary and Greenland and so forth. Anyway, you definitely have, I think, a need to look into how are minorities treated. And what is the quality of the relationship between minorities and majorities? And if we deal with those early on, I think the European Union has a chance to come back and play a role as one union.
Mm-hmm. Shall I start with
Elizabeth?
Yes. I totally agree, Jan, with what you said, that the early reaction is the most important. Unfortunately, it has been seen so many times that we always are waiting for too long time because we don't want to interfere. We are looking, let people kill each other for at least some time. Yeah. And then we start to act when it's too late. I had quite interesting discussions with a senior advisor of the president of Yemen last weekend on a meeting, and he told me that now the president is due to sign the agreement, and there will be the vice president who will be the president, and within a month, he thought. And I said that I believe that you are taking too much time. You never know when it's exploding. When people have had enough, enough is enough. And then there are nothing that are hindering. So this early reaction is important. What I was criticizing was that things were done within that umbrella that were against all human rights and also international justice. And there we have to be very careful to make the. And about the Zanzibar, I would not be so negative that something is absolutely impossible. In some way, certainly, in many cases, the Åland model can be exported, not as such, but some elements.
Thank you, and I will ask you to be brief now so that we will not lose too much of our lunchtime. Ilse.
Well, I just wanted to mention also that particularly for the OSCE, of course, as a conflict prevention organization, I think the rather extraordinary, perhaps, recognition in the Moscow documents that was made by all the participating states that human rights, including minority rights, of course, are, of course, primarily the responsibility of the state, but are also the legitimate interest for the international community. And in this sense, of course, I think that, in fact, there is room for a dialogue between the UN right to responsibility to protect and this kind of involvement and the responsibility to be involved also internationally. For the HCNM, I would say also the recognition on the, and we haven't touched on the issues of the kin states, the triangles, maybe internal and external relations, the recognition of the very complex involvement, in particular in the former Soviet Union, of course, but also former Yugoslavia, of the potential complicating factor of kin state interests, legitimate interests, recognition of those interests, but also limits to what actually should be that involvement. And in particular there, the High Commissioner's recommendations, the Bolzano-Bolzan recommendations, setting out, spelling out a framework for this of where exactly is that actually legitimate interference or non-interference internationally and also bilaterally.
Thank you. Arno?
Yes, thank you very briefly. Do we want to promote the Holland example? Yes, we do, and we want to promote the Finnish example. Mm-hmm. As you know, Finland has been very active in promoting peace mediation, not meditation, like Mr. Eliasson earlier said. Peace mediation, and we have been successful in passing a General Assembly resolution in the United Nations, and we are working on concrete ideas on how to promote more, how we can do more in this field, in the fields of information, education, activities, seminars, cooperation with other countries. And the foreign minister has also made a proposal, for instance, concerning a virtual network of Nordic actors interested in mediation. So this is a growing field, and I think Finland is one of those few countries, of course, Sweden and Norway as Nordic partners are also so very much into this, that have the capacity and the kind of the reputation to bring this forward. So this is what we're trying to do, and as we have already quite a good track record, as Mrs. Rehn knows, and other actors that have been mentioned here today. So we are very keen on following that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let us end at that. Positive ideas brought forward. You're invited now to a lunch that will have to be interrupted at about 10 to 1 for all those who are going further to the parliament, to the church, and so forth. Everyone who is continuing should be back at 14:25. Enjoy your lunch. Thank you.